other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's already July 19th, 2005, already 7-plus months into this year. Before you know it, it'll be 2006, and I'm just now getting used to saying 2005. All right, my friends, there is just a ton of really important news today. And I'm going to jump right into the middle of it right now. But we're also going to have open phones. And I'm going to limit each caller to about 60 seconds, maybe 90 seconds, so we have time to go to the next person. And I'm getting better and better about doing this. I get so many complaints that people can never get through or they're on eternal hold that we are just going to basically explode through your phone calls, but that means that even if you're making incredibly good points, I'm going to have to move on. Patriot Act reauthorization set to pass the House. Congressman Ron Paul's office has notified Infowars.com that Patriot Act reauthorization is set to pass the House on Thursday or Friday. As things stand now, there may be even less votes against the legislation this time than for the vote that was held back on October 27th, 2001. So we'll give you more information on this when we get back from break. Two-thirds believe London bombings are linked to Iraq war. And Tony Blair says, how dare people say this, that there's no connection to the Iraq war. Well, even if you buy the fraudulent pretext that terrorists are attacking because the Muslim countries, the Middle Eastern countries, are being attacked, even if you buy into that fraud, certainly it's connected to Iraq. But when you know the truth about the bombings, and it's conclusive, it's a government operation, when you know the truth about the bombings, then of course it's tied to Iraq. It's meant to bolster support and legitimize these invasions. And Bush's approval ratings are up, though they're still pretty low. Blair's approval ratings are up. All these headlines about how the police state agenda is sailing ahead now, hitting calm waters, whereas before a typhoon hurricane of public outrage was blowing them into the rocks. There's the maritime analogy for the day. With a hurricane steaming towards Texas right now, about to slam into us. One of many, they're saying it's going to be a horrible hurricane season this year. They just get worse and worse for, the last 9 years in a row. We're going to have, 139% of the average hurricane season? 39% over average. That's pretty serious. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Speaking of the Weather Channel, they got paid off by the government to put out global warming propaganda. Surprise, surprise, surprise. L. Nasher, I challenge you to find bomb links. That's in the London Mirror. He's saying he has no connection to it. Suicide theory thrown into doubt. This is out of the Herald Sun. We now have the Herald Sun, the Mirror, and the Independent saying something doesn't fit. And now Scotland Yard saying maybe Al-Qaeda tricked them into carrying those explosives on. Al-Qaeda did. Sure it did. Al-Qaeda did do this. Al-Qaeda is CIA. Al-Qaeda is globalist. I agree. Al-Qaeda did do this. Yes, yes. We'll be right back, folks. There's so much news. Some news on thumb scanning, biometrics. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to go over the intensifying fear-mongering that's all over Fox and CNN and WorldNet Daily. It's just everywhere. Nukes are going to go off any minute. Al-Qaeda is going to kill us. And only a total police state can save you. And quite frankly, if there are any nuclear attacks, any detonations in this country, we know exactly who to blame. And I did get a copy of the declassified portion of PDD 60, and I have several news articles that were written about PDD 60 back in the late 1990s that I want to go over. Because the government says give up all your freedoms or they're going to nuke you. Meanwhile, they've ordered our strategic missile command, NORAD, to stand down, to absorb a strike, just like I guess they did on 9/11 with the aircraft. So we'll go over that also, just massive developments. It is now confirmed, this time from a top spy chief in Israel, not just by Israeli radio, Israeli newspapers, not just by intelligence agencies and private intelligence groups in this country. Now by the Israeli government, it is confirmed Netanyahu was warned. We also have the British people in polls thinking that things are suspicious concerning the bombings. A bunch of news articles, mainstream reporting that these guys don't fit the MO of suicide bombers and that they think somebody tricked them into carrying those bombs on board. It's all coming up today. But I meant to get to this yesterday, and I get so busy I didn't cover it. And it's very, very important. This is out of Local 6, Orlando, Florida. Finger scanning at Disney parks causes concern. The addition of finger scanning technology at the entrances of Walt Disney World theme parks for all visitors has caused concern among privacy advocates, according to Local 6 News report. Tourists visiting Disney theme parks in Central Florida must now provide their index and middle fingers to be scanned before entering the front gates. The scans were formerly for season passes holders, but now everyone must provide their fingers. See, you can't just go buy a ticket and get in. Local 6 News reports they have reportedly been phased in for all ticket holders during the past 6 months, according to the report. Now, why this is important is, first they put in self-checkout, then they take out all of the service checkout. And then they put in thumb scanners, and you've got a thumb scan at Home Depot or at HEB or at Kroger, at different test stores around the country. First, they tell you you've got to get a license to own that gun, then they just don't issue the license. It's the same MO. First, they put in hand scanners that scan the entire hand at SeaWorld, and I've gotten the report in now that they are next season. They're going to make you do it as well. Sorry, you don't do it, you don't get into the theme park. I have reports, and I have even the policies from here in Austin, of major tanning salons, major health club chains, in places like England. If you want to check out a book at the library, you've got to do it. Now they're starting it here, but oh, it's just voluntary. You can check out more books if you do this. Then they phase it in and make you do it. And here it is, from theory to practice, from us warning you about this a decade ago, reading the government documents and their plan for the cashless society taxation surveillance grid, to actuality, to implementation, to everyday life. And this will be integrated with a national sales tax. You will have to swipe your card and provide a biometric face scan or thumbprint or index finger. And the final, of course, plan of all of this is, if you're not a good globalist, it'll just be like the no-fly list. In fact, Patriot Act 1 says it, that if you cash a check for somebody on a criminal watch list, much less a terror watch list, you get many years in prison and $1 million fine. And if you don't believe me on this, just type into Google, Patriot Act compliance, and you will get hundreds of thousands of active links. Why will you get that many? Because everything from used car salesmen to bed salesmen to furniture salesmen to the banks to check cashing outfits to credit card companies, everybody's having to comply. And how do they comply? They run your name through the NCIC database, and if you're on a terror watch list, even if you haven't been convicted, or a criminal watch list that's already being expanded to over 500,000 itself, 300,000+ on the terror list, then if they do services with you, if they render services, they are now terrorists and go straight to jail. What is it, 5 years and $1 million fine? And it goes up to 10 years and $1.5 million fine? And so all over the country, check cashing places close their doors. And said, we can't do this anymore. I mean, we can't run these database checks. And so that's what this will be about. Understand that if you don't boycott everybody who's putting this in, it will then be put in everywhere, and then you won't have a choice. And then the taxation, the regulation, the tracking will begin. How the grocery stores are already starting to do this at some test markets, up in upstate New York, California, it's happening all over, is if you thumbprint, you get a discount of 10 to 20% on your purchases. Well, just 2 weeks ago, I read the article out of Missouri, where a bunch of their different mini marts, it was a Phillips 66 marts, are now putting in thumb scanners And when you thumb scan, you've got a thumb scan to cash checks. And in these small towns, you know, these mini marts are basically like the bank, unless somebody wants to drive 50 miles. Now, just if you use the thumbprint, they're going to give you a discount, period. So, see, it's already begun. Well, it's like Chicago. They put in toll roads on most of the major roads and then said, if you take a transponder, it's $2 to go through the major toll. If you don't have a transponder, it's $4. And on the first day of the new program, 2 million people attempted around the state, but it's mainly in Chicago, but it's a statewide program, to get into the DMVs and or into the private facilities selling the transponders to get them. And then, of course, New York's talking about and Texas is talking about, well, the bill was introduced this year. We barely beat it, but they're back in session right now. They may be trying to pass it again to put a transponder in all inspection stickers, and you just won't have a choice, and then you won't get that discount. So they use different carrot and stick ways of doing this, and the control grid is almost in place right now. And if you are not a good globalist, you will not be allowed to buy food, and you will not be allowed to travel. Your car will not even start, or even if you have an old car, if the transponder readers are not reading you as you drive, you will be immediately pulled over. And in the Texas law, it was going to be a felony if they could prove that you had purposefully disassembled, that is, shut down or disabled your transponder. We have that posted on Infowars.com if you are doubting us. So, folks, it's here, okay? The theme parks, the tanning salons, the grocery stores. I mean, a tanning salon literally a mile from my house. I don't have a membership there, but one of my neighbors said, look at this, Alex. And he showed me that they said, yes, you must thumb scan to have a membership here. And another person, when I was showing martial law a few weeks ago at the Alamo Draft House, he came up and gave me the paperwork for another big chain where, well, they just encourage you to enroll, and then you get the discount. So it's happening right now, and I have warned you for so long. Here is the clip from News 6 out of Orlando.
This new finger scanning technique will not only move people through the gate faster, it will also crack down on people who try to share their tickets or use stolen tickets. Disney has started the scanning trend. Universal Orlando and SeaWorld say they plan to follow suit before the end of the year. Now, it works by scanning really the ridges and structure of your index finger and middle finger. They refer to it as a finger geometry. It does not take your fingerprint, just in a sense your finger measurement, information that will not be used or collected in any numerical way. But privacy advocates like the Civil Liberties Union say this borders on a violation of privacy. They're worried about what it could mean to have this kind of information on the thousands of people who frequent Disney theme parks.
The collecting of this fingertip information and how it's to be used and what the source of that information is as it relates to, you know, what will it show, I don't like it, and we're going to look into it.
Now, Disney officials, of course, stressing the fact that these do not take fingerprints or collect any personal information on their customers. We'll hear more from Disney officials coming up at 6 o'clock, also more from Piracy Advocates. But for now, we're reporting from the Magic Kingdom. Jessica Sanchez, Local 6.
All right, thank you, Jessica.
Disney officials, man, and we're the slaves. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life, and it is a script. It is a that is word for word. I have a clip in Police State 3 Total Enslavement from a local KI piece where they go, oh, HEB in areas of College Station in Houston is putting in thumb scanners, but don't worry, it doesn't take your fingerprint. It just takes the exact same thing that she just said, this template, and so don't worry, it's not a fingerprint. That's like saying the digital photo you took of your daughter last week that you uploaded onto your PC, that's like saying it's not a picture of your daughter. It's zeros and ones. It is your fingerprint. It reads your fingerprint. This is not a fingerprint. This is not an assault. This is not a New World Order. This, you know, we're not taking your rights. We never said there were WMDs.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Developments, big developments with the London bombings, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening with Karl Rove, that big distraction, the communist Chinese threatening to nuke us, the mainstream media fear-mongering, though, that Al-Qaeda is going to nuke us. Your calls, though, are coming up here in a second, but we're at the crossroads. Do you understand that this is the choice, whether it's Universal Studios or whether it's Six Flags now, at some of their parks, or whether it's Disney theme parks or SeaWorld, when you go and you try to get in, a six-month pass is less than a one-day ticket if you biometrically scan. And I put it in that report I did 2 years ago on SeaWorld in that video report that's on InfoWars.com. In fact, we ought to find that and just play the audio from that on the show. I said, you watch, soon you won't have a choice. This is how you domesticate animals. Okay, you just, first you feed the horse, you get it to come up close to you, then you, once it's trained to come into the pen, you close the gate, then you domesticate it slowly. That's all they're doing is domesticating us, breaking us. And then now, Disney, you don't have a choice. Oh, I wish somebody would go up there with a camera, dressed up like a tourist, and argue with them. By the way, what they do is they sell you the ticket and then go, okay, go right over here to get your ID. They don't even tell you, by the way. They don't even give you the choice. When you go up there to the window, they go, you know, $50 for one day or $45 for 6 months. Gee, you go, well, I'll take the 6 months then. It's so manipulative. And then they direct you over to the building and you go over there. And, okay, I'm going to need you to scan your hand right here. Don't worry, sir, it's not a fingerprint. All we do is get some numbers from your hand. Well, yes, you take a scan of the hand and then take the random measurements of the fingerprints, and then you feed that into a digital algorithm of zeros and ones. You're right, it's not my hand. It's zeros and ones, but you instantly regurgitate them back in to the picture of my hand and those measurements. Oh, but you heard the newscast. Don't worry, it's not a... Don't worry, you've heard the other newscast. Don't worry, Mercury's good for you. And don't worry, this isn't a hand scan. This isn't a fingerprint. It's like the national... Folks, the day that Steve Blaha, my good buddy, walked in and said, you got to see this tape, local CBS tonight. He walked in, he said, 5 o'clock news... Here it is. They say Mercury's good for you. He pops it in. This is like a year ago. And yes, Mercury is good for you. And when I got home that night, I typed in basically some of the words of the Medical Watch reporter, and I knew what I was about to see. I knew that I was about to see word for word the exact report all over the country. Tampa, New York, Dallas, Houston, counting L.A., just every city, every CBS, the same script. Emailed out to them, their local Medical Watch reporter repeats it, Mercury's good for you. And it's even got that local flavor for you. And folks, I'm telling you, I wish I had the staff for this. We actually do have the staff. I guess I could have them go get that. Maybe I should go get the clip out of Police State 3 Total Enslavement, where they have the newscast about HEB, and they say the exact same words. Don't worry, it's not your fingerprint. And it's the exact same words that Disney gave to this local News 6 affiliate in Orlando, Florida. I mean, they are scientifically attacking us. They are scientifically building the cage around us. Heaven help us. And so these families are all excited. You get on planes. The travel agent doesn't tell you. The kids want to go. You fly out there. You pay thousands of dollars in room and board and your airline flight. You're searched at the airlines. And they can't even convince you yet the retina scan or thumb scan to get on the plane because everybody knows that's Big Brother. So they have Disney, Cap Cities. And you're lined up with your kids. Your 8 and 5 year olds are wearing Mickey Mouse hats. They're all happy. They want to get in. You're in these big lines, and you buy your tickets. They don't tell you. And then you walk through, and they say, "Time to get scanned." Well, that happened with my wife and I and our son 2 years ago at SeaWorld. And I just said, no, I'm not going to do it. I want my money back. She said, okay, most people don't want to do it. Just go through. Just go through. But see, now there's no choice. You must. You've got to say no now. If they get it in everywhere, folks, it's over. You cannot buy nor sell without it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to Tony and Mark and Tom and Robert, Mike, and many others. But I really want this to sink into you. It's in public Pentagon documents. It's in corporate strategy white papers. They have biometric summits and RFID summits in Houston and Chicago. We've sent representatives to them who've reported from the floor. They openly say things publicly like, the public doesn't like it, but they will submit. You know, we're going to chip everything. We're going to tax them. They give these different programs weird names like Dark Angel and Babylon Leader. It's so sick. You've got a government that thinks of you as their slaves, who is always trying to scare you into submission, all over the place. I mean, right where I live, folks, they're putting thumb scanners in to do business. And they just go, sorry, you don't like it? Hit the road. Because they know soon everybody's going to have it in, and you're not going to have a choice. And there's so many facets to this. I mean, just what it does to the underground economy that's been the backbone of free societies for time immemorial. Now, no more paying the lawn guy cash. Because even when you pay in cash, it's going to have RFID in it, and it's all going to be tracked and traced. When you get it out of a money machine or the bank, it's going to be stamped, time-stamped on that microchip, that filament that it went to you. then the relationship of what you buy and what you do and where that money goes will be known. There'll be federal control through the national sales tax of every shopping cart and every terminal and every cash register and every business. And if you don't have the proper identification in the file that your biometric number links to, it's over. By the way, they could put face scanning cameras in all of the stores and facilities because they are 100% when they're up close. It's at the distances they have problems. But they don't want that. They don't want to just face scan you and not let you have a choice. It's important to them that you have that choice and that you willingly do it. And so they are beguiling you. They are seducing you. Oh, want to go to the theme park? Want to go to the fanciest tanning salon? Want to go to the nicest country club? Oh, want to be able to check out more books than other people? It's like Dateline NBC tonight. Dateline NBC, biometrics. They're great. They give you security, and you get to go to the head of the line. Dateline NBC. Oh, you know, I was rewatching Masters of Terror just a few nights ago, and I'd forgotten about Sean Hannity. We got a clip of him on there saying, everybody needs a microchip. Oh, every child needs one of these. Oh, I'm going to make money. I'm going to buy stock in it. It's just so evil. All right, I can rant and rave forever. I want to go to your calls, and there's so much other news. It's just finger scanning at Disney parks causes concerns. And they say that there's now no longer a choice. Before, it was just season pass holders had to do it. Now everybody, you know what? The lies are so incredible. One more time, I want to play that little minute, 15-second clip, because folks, you're going to see biometric reports in your city and your town. We've had them here. And notice, it's the exact same words, even different news affiliates, different so-called competition. I've heard this report 50 times plus. It's always the same. Don't worry, this isn't a fingerprint. Don't worry, it's just some numbers. Well, of course it's numbers. And now they've got your number. It is a human number. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is 666. Hit it.
This new finger scanning technique will not only move people through the gate faster, it will also crack down on people who try to share their tickets or use stolen tickets. Disney has started the scanning trend. Universal Orlando and SeaWorld say they plan to follow suit before the end of the year. Now, it works by scanning really the ridges and structure of your index finger and middle finger. They refer to it as a finger geometry. It does not take your fingerprint, just in a sense your finger measurement, information that will not be used or collected in any numerical way. But privacy advocates like the Civil Liberties Union say this borders on a violation of privacy. They're worried about what it could mean to have this kind of information on the thousands of people who frequent Disney theme parks.
All right, that's enough.
The collecting of these...
So, wait a minute. So it does not get your fingerprint. No, it gets the geometry of your finger. So what it does is it takes a scan or a digital photo that's actually three-dimensional. Okay? And then between the digital map, they then calculate, and every individual's fingerprints have a different mathematical calculation than anyone else in the world. And so, yeah, it's like saying it's not a fingerprint. It's the equivalent of, you know, having you in the jail cell. I mean, it's more than your fingerprint. It's finger molds. Okay? It's just so deceptive, and we just live in these lies. And folks, it's the same script for 5 years of biometrics, and you'll always hear the same thing. Oh, it's not a digital photo of your face. It's just the contours of your face in a mathematical calculation. Oh, it's not your voice. We don't store your voice. We just store its mathematical calculation. Yes, the essence of your voice. It's much worse than a photo. And again, it's the applications of this. It's so bad. All right, let's talk to Tony. And Tony, where are you calling us from? Arkansas?
Arkansas, yes.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. God bless you for what you do, man. I don't know if you knew, but your buddy Peter Lance was on Coast to Coast last night, and you came up as a topic. I didn't know if anyone had informed you of that.
Okay, was he attacking me again?
Well, what happened was George was trying to, as he always does, he was in the second hour of him being on the guest, so the third hour of the show, and I need to get Streamlink so I can hear it again, but I was falling asleep, and I just had a hunch. I wanted to fill him out more and get more of what he's like, but George was trying to draw a reconciliation between the two of you, if you will, and just pointing out, we'll see, Peter, you're against the government, you're questioning the government. He goes, and George is the one who brought you up. He goes, Alex is the same way. Alex is someone who tries to bring that out. He goes, don't you guys have common ground there? Just out of nowhere, George brought that up, and he could not for the life of himself agree with you, and he said, look, I don't know much about Alex Jones. He said, I'm doing this the best of my recollection, bro, from last night, but he said, he goes, I went to his website, and he goes, this guy causes a bad name for all the 9/11 truth movement, and he pointed out...
No, he's been calling me a disinformation agent.
Well, really? Because he said here, he goes, I went to his website, I found this article where he says the Florida pilots, the supposed hijackers that took flight school down in Florida, that they went down there and they were called in common. He goes, and later the pilot school, and he named the guy, retracted that, and Alex doesn't even know that. He's not even aware of that. And I
Well, number one...
Go ahead, sorry.
Number one, here's an example, and I don't want to get off into this.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But I was on that debate, and I would say, Lance, I've heard you on the radio before. I know you say that Iraqis bombed Oklahoma City, and I said this clearly because I heard the rebroadcast on WOAI. They re-air it early, you know. They play it live, but they also re-air 2 hours of it every night at 10 o'clock on 1200 WOAI out of San Antonio. So I was able the next night to hear 2 hours of it.
Okay.
And so I was able to, you know, hear, because I thought Lance must not have heard me. But time and time again, I would clearly say something, and then he would then claim I had just, he's a lawyer, by the way.
Okay.
He would then claim that I had just said something completely different. So I said to Lance, I said, well, Lance, I know you say Iraqis were involved in Oklahoma City, but those Iraqis were brought in by the U.S. government, the L.A. Times reported, and they were actually government agents. And he comes back going, how dare you say I said Iraqis were involved in 9/11? Well, I had just said Iraq.
Right.
But then I wasn't able to respond to that. So time and time again, that's what he does. And so if flight schools, number one, I wasn't talking about flight schools. I was talking about the U.S. military base at Pensacola, the Naval Air Station, where it is admitted that at least three of the hijackers did train in a secret government program. Now, that's never been retracted. MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal. So see what he does as a lawyer?
Right.
He jumps to something I didn't say to then say I'm wrong.
And I get the feeling that, and that's when, because I listened to you guys at night, and it seemed like he had it out to get you from the get-go, but it's been my gut feeling, if you check his pedigree, okay, I know you don't want to say that, but to me, he's a plant. And everything, as best I could stomach listening to him last night, he likes to portray that he is...
No, I'm sure he's good. I mean, I'm sure the top producer for Nightline, someone
right.
We can trust. Thanks for the call. But listen, we got a bunch of news here. I don't want to spend all day on Alex Jones. Speaking of WOAI, I was editing until about 11:30 last night. I was driving home, and I was listening to WOAI again. And I heard George Norrie from last Friday. They were re-airing it last night. And I heard him say nice things about me. I heard him say that there's just something about this London bombing. You know, at first I didn't want to think it was the government, but there's just something about this London bombing. We'll take Alex Jones's information, which I've confirmed, he said, that they were running drills at the exact same places, the exact same times on 7/7. And, you know, that's why, you know, that's just impossible. So I hardly ever listen. I'm usually asleep or working, so I don't get a chance to listen. I might listen to Coast AM maybe once a week, and that's only because I'm able to, because it's re-aired on WOAI. So if I'm out driving around 10 to midnight, I'll be listening to Coast AM. But I'm not out a lot, getting a chance to. But I tune in a lot and hear callers calling in defending me. I hear George Norrie defending me. And so I want to thank George Norrie. I mean, he really is a stand-up guy. I would like a chance to go on and you know, talk about 9/11, talk about Madrid. And, again, talking about Peter Lance is a complete waste of time. I've been sent some of the emails he sent people about me, and it's horrible, and it's false. But that's okay, folks. I'm over the target. I'm going to be getting flack here. And, you know, Peter Lance is enough of a high-profile individual that you know, he rates my response back to him. I will not respond to people that are pure COINTELPRO, that I know are. I will not respond to stalkers, and I will not respond to people that are just publicity hunters. And, I mean, that's Radio 101. When somebody else has got a show, and they're trying to attack you just to get you to respond to them very cynically, you know, like a monkey at the zoo throwing you-know-what at you to get your attention, I mean, I'm just not going to pay attention. But somebody like Peter Lance, I mean, he deserves a response. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New York. Mark, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Hey, real quick, you know, I'm not one of those numbers experts, people you know, for 911, 333, whatever. But this morning I was adding up the days until 6606 from the London bombing, and it comes out to 334. It makes me wonder if something's going to happen the day before. And we wake up on 6606 and something's really changed, you know, the whole world.
Well, let me just explain this. You know, I've been criticized by atheists for believing in God. But regardless of whether atheists believe in God or not, we have to recognize that leaders throughout history do generally believe in God. And that our leaders are Luciferian, and that guides their policies. You know, it's like if I was writing an autobiography about myself, I would say I was a Christian, because I am. If the Dalai Lama was writing an autobiography, he would say that he was a Buddhist.
Right.
Because he is. But, do atheists laugh at people when they write articles about the Dalai Lama being a Buddhist? You know, it's almost as if even mentioning religion, you're bad, you know, or you're somewhat, you know, lower life form. But regardless, our leaders, they do believe in numerology. They do believe in astrology. I mean,
well,
they admit
that. Very evident, yeah.
Everything Ronald Reagan did was done according to his wife's astrologer. I mean, that's admitted. So was Time magazine bad, or were they kooky to do a report on that? No, that's newsworthy. So whereas I don't believe in numerology, the globalists are obsessed with it.
Well, I just wanted to point that out, and you probably maybe know some people that look into that numbers, and maybe they can report on what the events that are going to happen, because these people are wacky.
No, they are wacky, and thanks for the call. But at the same time, Mark, then people who are into the Bible code or people that are into, you know, people then, because the elite is into all of this, they then think it's real. Oh, then I better buy a magic pyramid that's going to save me, or I better go to a Wicca ritual because this stuff's real. I better get involved in this power. No, it's all very dangerous, and it's all, you know, basically mind over matter stuff, you know, whether it's real or not. You know, regardless, people think it is, so it's a way to hype themselves up. And just stay away from it, folks. Let's go ahead. I mean, don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Those people bear bad fruits, they're not happy, and frankly, they don't have power either. I mean, the power that God gives you is just, it's the greatest power. So if you're looking for power, find it in servitude to Christ. Let's talk to Tom in Arizona. Tom, go ahead.
Alex, you there?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I don't know if anybody brought this up yet or not, but the third train, the Piccadilly Line train, did anybody bring up the fact that that was number 311?
I did notice that, and on 9/11 the flights are 911, and it's everything. I know, it's ridiculous. And on the side of the bus said, you know, terror, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I saw that.
Absolutely brilliant. Front of the Tavistock Institute, Tavistock Square, blood splattered all over the main mind control facility.
Right.
Oh, it's no big deal. They just divert the bus, none of the other buses. This one is diverted. Things didn't go off according to plan, and then boom.
I know. Well, hey, I'll let you go, and do us a favor. Don't be driving around in the middle of the night by yourself in Austin, huh?
Why?
I don't know. You know, you never know who might be out there.
Hey, I appreciate the call. You know something? I take precautions, but I don't live in fear. I mean, I have absolutely no fear. You know, I mean, I got over that when I was about 5 years old. I walk into a dark room. I don't see boogeymen there. And I don't, when I walk, you know, I just don't worry about it. I mean, if they strike me down, folks, that'll just wake more people up. There's so many of us, too, now. 30 years ago, they'd kill you right out of hand for talking about this stuff. Now, we're the majority, folks. We're taking over. They have to deal with us by arguing with us and trying to discredit us. And that doesn't mean they won't kill me. I mean, but life's so short. I mean, at least it'd be quick and painless.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Alright, just a tip. I hadn't had a massage in about 5-6 years. Years ago, when I worked out all the time, you know, I'd go get one every few months. But most people you get a massage from really wouldn't do it hard enough. And I went to this lady yesterday who basically did deep tissue or like Rolfing. She said, "You're going to feel like you got hit by a train tomorrow." It's all the toxins coming out of my muscles. I mean, they're like huge knots in my back. And, it's amazing. My chest is bigger. My shoulders are bigger. All these knots she broke up. And I do feel like I have a horrible hangover because of all the toxins, but I'm not sore. I feel good. So I recommend that freedom lovers, patriots in the stressful world, it's somewhat expensive to, get somebody to give you a good massage, but I recommend, a couple times a year at least, to go get those muscles broken up a little bit, because they just retain all those toxins and shorten them themselves, especially if you're working out and then not stretching properly like I've been doing lately. But she just did an amazing job. I mean, that lady is incredible. The reason I found out about her was at the Tunes Not Tolls. They had a couple folks out there giving massages, on those massage chairs, kind of out in the big bar area there at the banquet hall. And then I sat down for 5 minutes. Lady goes, "Here, let me give you a free massage, Alex." And I sat down. I mean, she went to work with me for like 5 minutes and was incredible. I was like, "Man, you are strong." And boy, she got me in there, and I mean, just. Plus, I mean, I knew it was, hurting so good. I knew it was getting rid of a lot of bad stuff in my back and legs and stuff. And, man, I just sat there basically biting the sheet as she just totally wrenched these muscles. All right, now I'm perseverating on the subject of deep tissue massage, but I'm telling you, folks, you need to have it done. I think it's more powerful than chiropractors, a lot more. I've been to a few chiropractors before. My back's been hurt. And I think there's some real science there, and it does realign, things. But just good old-fashioned massage, it was amazing. All right, I know that we have Mike and Robert and Michael and Joe and James and many, many others. And I told you about a lot of these just big breaking developments concerning the London bombings. I'm going to get into those, plus the nuking threats by the Chinese. I wanted to go back over PDD 60. That Clinton signed that Bush has kept in place. And I wanted to get into just a bunch of different economic pieces of information and police state news we've got. So what we'll do is we'll come back and go right to your calls and hurry through those, and then I'll get into the London situation. Before we end this hour, though, again, I'm not going to spend more than a minute on this, and you're really missing out if you don't get them. My best videos are Police State 2000, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I mean, if you really want to know what the New World Order is up to and have a tool that's great for waking others up, I mean, and I know a lot of you know more than I do, and I mean that when I say it. I'm humbled by your knowledge. Getting emails and phone calls. But really, these videos are good and they are very effective. And I think you should get them. And we got big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 12 films. Upwards of 75% off one of my newest videos, American Dictators. So go to Infowars.com and peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Watch free clips of the films. Decide which videos or books you want to get. We have a whole bookstore and video store there. A lot of other great books and videos we never talk about that you should check out. Or call toll-free to get the videos. They can answer your questions, too, at 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.